During this fortnight for freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Saints Thomas More and John Fisher were Renaissance men, talented and energetic. More wrote theological and philosophical treatises while making a career as a lawyer and government official. Bishop John Fisher worked as an administrator at Cambridge. He confronted the challenge Martin Luther presented to Christian Europe, and most importantly, served as Bishop of Rochester. These men were brilliant. They both corresponded with Erasmus, who helped Bishop Fisher learn Greek and Hebrew, and who also famously referred to More as a man of all seasons. Above all their accomplishments, these men bore witness to a deep faith in Christ and His Church. At the time, disciplinary practices with children tended to be severe, but More's children testified to his warmth, patience, and generosity. St. John Fisher was a model shepherd and demonstrated remarkable humility. He remained in the small diocese of Rochester his entire episcopal ministry. More and Fisher are well known for opposing King Henry's divorce. Ultimately, it was their refusal to sign an oath of supremacy that led them to be executed. King Henry VIII claimed to be the supreme head of the Church in England, asserting sovereign power over English Christians. Neither Fisher nor More could abide this claim, and their steadfastness to their consciences put them in conflict with the king. They were convicted of treason. When More made his way to the gallows, he is said to have stated, "I die the king's good servant, but God's first." When the law of the king came into contact with the law of Christ, they chose Christ. These men gave their lives for the freedom of the church and for freedom of conscience. They bear witness to the truth that no government can make a claim on a person's soul. Saints Thomas More and John Fisher, pray that we too will be good servants to our country, but God's first.